chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityang Shuchi Shade Nama Namo Hiranya Viryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityang Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chaturhotraya Tantave. Please chant. Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hutraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hutraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Ladies Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya Nityam Shuchi Shade Namaha Namo Hiranyaviryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave Svarga Pavarga Dvaraya. Nityang Shuchi Shade Namaha. Namo Hiranya Viryaya. Chaturhotraya Tantave. Anyone else? Svarga, the heavenly planets. Apavarga, the path of liberation. Dvaraya, unto the door of. Nityam, eternally. Shuchi Sade, unto the most purified. Nama, my obeisances unto you. Nama, my obeisances. Hiranya, gold. Viryaya, semen. Chatu Hotraya, the Vedic sacrifices of the name. Tantave, unto one who expands. Translation, please respond. My Lord, O Aniruddha, you are the authority by which the doors of the higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. You are always within the pure heart of the living entity. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the possessor of semen, which is like gold, and thus in the form of fire, you help the Vedic sacrifices, beginning with Chaturhotra. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Svarga indicates a position in the higher or heavenly planetary systems. And the word Upavarga means liberation. Those who are attached to the karma kandiya activities described in the Vedas are actually entangled in the three modes of material nature. The Bhagavad Gita therefore says that one should be above the dominion of fruitive activities. There are different kinds of liberation or mukti. The best mukti is engagement in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Not only does Lord Aniruddha help fruitive actors by elevating them to the higher planetary systems, but he also helps the devotee engage in devotional service by dint of his inexhaustible energy. Just as heat is the source of material energy, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. Trinadapi suniche na tarari vasahishnu na amani na manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kivalam. Kalo nasteva 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 gatir anyata. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, armed with yoga, stand and fight. So in the same way, armed with the knowledge of the Bhaktivedanta purports, which I try to cram, I will stand and fight by preaching. Because preaching means to declare war against the illusory energy, against atheism, against materialism. We are studying this section, the prayers. Lord Shiva is instructing the prachetas. He says, my Lord, O Aniruddha, you are the authority by which the doors of the higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. In other words, Lord Krishna, God, is the supreme controller. Nothing is independent. Everything is under His control. Whether it be trying to elevate yourself in the material world or going beyond this material world, becoming liberated, still it is under the control of the Supreme Lord. Then he says, you are always within the pure heart of the living entity. But he's also within the heart of the impure living entity, meaning the conditioned soul, who's identifying with the material body, mind, and senses. We learn from the Bhagavad Gita that sarvasya chaham hridi sani vishna matak smritir jnanam apohanang cha. That it is Krishna in the heart giving everyone knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. He is especially in the heart of the pure devotee because the pure devotee is in constant contact with the Lord in the heart. And we learned in the first canto, Maharaj Yudhishthir was glorifying Vidura, that you are a veritable walking personified place of pilgrimage. And that's because persons like Vidura, pure devotees, they are in so much in contact with the Lord that they exhibit so much spiritual potency. There's a nice description in the Nectar of Devotion. When you get to the point where Prabhupada describes and Rupa Goswami describes someone who has actually become self-realized and a pure devotee. And there's this phrase, there's a diffusion of love coming from the heart of such a pure devotee. Those of us who had the great fortune to see Srila Prabhupada live in living color will certainly attest to the fact that when you saw Srila Prabhupada, you saw that diffusion of love emanating from his pure heart, his pure Krishna consciousness. The story I tell so many times, Prabhupada walking through the airport, and one airport worker, "Hey, that guy is glowing." Yes, that was Prabhupada, glowing. What was that glow? Prabhupada was not glowing because he went to Hollywood Sunset Tan. Prabhupada's glowing was the real thing. It was coming from his pure Krishna consciousness, his love of Godhead. Now it says here, therefore I offer my obeisances unto you. So Lord Shiva, the greatest devotee, is teaching us that we should also offer obeisances to the Lord. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, twice he commands, manmana bhava madbhakto madyajimam namaskuru. To offer obeisances or prayers means to surrender. And surrender is the ultimate instruction of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja. Ang tvang sarva papebhyo mukshayashami ma shuchaha. Don't hesitate. Don't worry. Don't fear. Just surrender. And Krishna, after his appearance as Krishna, comes as Lord Chaitanya once in a day of Brahma, just as Krishna himself, the origin, the original Narayan, appears on this earth once in a day of Brahma. Then immediately following that appearance of Krishna himself, Adi Narayan, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, Krishna himself, and he teaches us how to surrender to Krishna. This is the most important question. Just as Lord Jesus Christ, when asked by the Roman centurion, what is the greatest commandment? He responded, to love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. But the next question is, how do I do that? So Lord Chaitanya teaches us how to surrender to Krishna. How to love God with your whole soul, your whole heart, your whole mind. And how to love your neighbor as yourself. Lord Chaitanya practically demonstrates it. First, he begins by invoking everyone should engage in chanting the holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Or as Prabhupada writes, towards the end, at the very end of his Bhagavad Gita introduction, let there be one God, Krishna. Let there be one prayer, one hymn, the Hare Krishna mantra. Let there be one book, Bhagavad Gita. And let there be one work, devotional service to the Lord. Lord Chaitanya preaches these things. Chant Hare Krishna, render service to Krishna, and shows us and demonstrates it personally. Not that do as I say, not as I do. No. Lord Chaitanya says, do as I say and do as I do. When he says, Kirtananiya Sadahari. Or when he says, always be meek and humble. Always be more tolerant than a tree. Give all respects to others. And don't be concerned about getting praised and noticed and verified by others. Simply go on chanting incessantly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. In the purport, Prabhupada begins, the word svarga indicates a position in the higher or heavenly planetary systems. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains what is the fault in persons who are performing, as it's mentioned in the purport, karma kandiya activities. Pious activities so that one can be promoted to the higher heavenly planets. The fault is that you cannot stay there. The fault is that you will have to again come down. The example I always give in preaching is just like here on present day Kali Yuga. The karmis, the fruitive actors, are working hard, saving some money, so that they can go on vacation. Maybe they go to Hawaii, or so many nice places, so-called nice places on earth, relative. For instance, for somebody who lives in a very cold, frigid region where it's snowing and so many months of the year, the idea of going to Hawaii, oh, that's heaven. So, or for some people, many people in America, where they live, their life, there's not much going on. So their big dream, go to Disneyland. And they think, oh, now we are enjoying. Yes, because it's relative to their miserable existence back in Timbuktu or wherever they are. So they save so much money to go on vacation 1 week, 2 weeks. But at a certain point, the money runs out. You have to go back to the assembly line or to the asphalt jungle and again work like an ass. Save some money and then next year we will go somewhere else for vacation. But it's temporary. So Krishna's point in the Bhagavad Gita, yes, you're going up chine punye marchalokam vishanti. But again, you're coming back. An intelligent person will not be satisfied if this is the whole point of existence. An intelligent person will immediately see, this is what it's all about. There's nothing better. There's nothing permanent. Therefore, as it says here, apavarga, liberation. Someone who's more intelligent says, no, no. I want to achieve some kind of permanent state from which I don't come down. I want to achieve freedom from the stringent laws of material nature. Whether you're an atheist or a theist, we both agree that there are very stringent laws of material nature. Whether you believe in God or not, you have to, unless you're completely mad, you have to accept that there are very stringent laws of material nature. So the intelligent person says, I want to reach that stage where I don't have to be under the subjugation of these stringent laws of material nature. And yes, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, and ISKCON is giving people the path how to become liberated. That is called Bhaktivedanta Marg. I believe the street was renamed in Vrindavan. Is it still called Bhaktivedanta Marg? So yes, the Bhaktivedanta Marg, that is not only the path of liberation, and as was mentioned here in the purport, there are different kinds of liberation or mukti. We've already learned in the third canto, Kapila's teachings, that there are five kinds of liberation: Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, Sarshti, Ekatvam or Sayujya. But it was mentioned by Kapila Dev to his mother, that the devotees will not accept these if there's no occupation of devotional service. And then he says here, the best mukti is engagement in a devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Yes. Or as Lord Chaitanya likes to say, Prema Pumarto Mahan. There are four principles: dharma, religiosity, piety, by which you get artha, some economic development, some mula, some money. And with that, calm. Let me enjoy my senses. Go on vacation, Disneyland. But when you become disgusted with this, you've eaten 100 glubjamins and now you are sick. Then you want relief. So you strive for liberation, emancipation, freedom. But Lord Chaitanya says there's something beyond that. Prema Pumarso Mahan, love of God. And the Bhaktivedanta Marg, the path chalked out by our spiritual master, that's the way that you will achieve the highest goal of life, or in terms of today's purport. Engagement in devotional service, the best mukti is engagement in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. This is what Bhaktivedanta Marg is providing for anyone who wants it. Engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. when Prabhupada was speaking, and there was a discussion in Hawaii, and there was this controversial point. So at one point Prabhupada said that ISKCON, the temple, is like the stock exchange of devotional service. If you want to do business, and let's say, like in America, the big place to do business, Wall Street. So why do they have this Wall Street? Why do so many hundreds, if not thousands of people congregate in the bottom of this little island every day, rubbing shoulders, banging each other, yelling and screaming? Why? Because they want to do maximum amount of business very easily. Whereas if you live 1,000 miles away, you're not going to have so much facility. So the same way, Prabhupada has created his temples on the Bhaktivedanta Marg so that you can have maximum access to engage in devotional service. Because Prabhupada has given unlimited types of devotional service. He just didn't tell us just chant. He said chant, and then there's so much activities. Same thing, Bhagavad Gita, chapters 3, 4, and 5. The point is reiterated that the impersonalist thinks, I will achieve liberation or mukti by ceasing all activities. But Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita stresses repeatedly, no, you have to perform devotional activities. Karma, akarma, vikarma. Akarma is devotional activities, not ceasing all activities. The impersonalist wants you and me cease all activities, then you become free. But the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Chaitanya, and the Bhaktivedanta Marg says, no, you will not achieve liberation or freedom from reaction simply by trying to cease all activities. And the point is made. The soul is always active. Even that attempt to cease all activities is in itself an activity. The real thing is to perform activities which will guarantee liberation or mukti. And that's why it says here, the best mukti is engagement in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord under 9 categories, two of which are the most important, hearing and chanting. Because without hearing and chanting, you won't be able to go on to the other 7. Hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya stresses this. You have to first of all hear. That's why we have the classes. To hear how to execute devotional service. Once you have heard, then you repeat. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We mentioned earlier, Krishna's in the heart, and he's causing everyone to have knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness, both the demon and the devotee. Yes. If someone wants to be a demon, they require Krishna's help to give them the knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness how to be a demon. And if one wants to be a devotee, Krishna will also give you and me that knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness how to be a devotee. In either case, we're dependent on God. As it says here, the inspiration of Lord Aniruddha is the energy by which one can engage in executing devotional service. When we chant the different lines in ISKCON of our Gayatri mantras, there's this word, prachodayat, to become enthused. So by hearing and chanting in the association of devotees, the idea is you become enthused to execute devotional service. If you're hearing and chanting properly, that enthusiasm will automatically develop. The secret of success is to do hearing and chanting properly, with full attention. And the result will be, you'll become enthused. Lord Chaitanya, when he delivered the son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Amoga. So, when Amoga was on the deathbed because he had committed offenses against Lord Chaitanya, blasphemed Lord Chaitanya, Amoga was dying of cholera, and Lord Chaitanya ran because he didn't want Sarvabhauma and his wife to feel unnecessary anxiety. So out of concern for them, he went to the deathbed of Amoga, and he said to Amoga, Amoga, you are a Brahmin. A Brahmin's heart is supposed to be pure. Like we said in today's verse, the pure heart of the living entity. You're a Brahmin, you're supposed to be pure. Why are you allowing these witches, jealousy and envy, to remain in your heart? If you chant Krishna's holy name, he will unfailingly give you his mercy. So, should never forget this, that no matter what position I'm in, how fallen I'm in, how sick I am, whatever my condition, if I chant the holy name of Krishna with attention, Krishna will unfailingly give me his mercy. After all, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kivalam. There is no other way. No matter how fallen I may be or you may be, no matter what has happened, what other remedial measure can there be? Except maybe take prasadam. But still, Harinama Eva Kivalam. Get up and chant the holy name of God. Or if you can't do that, you're so fallen, then hear. Hear from Srila Prabhupada. Hear from the devotees. Begin. Pick yourself up. Begin. Dust yourself off. Begin again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Does anyone want to have a discussion on anything? Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, so many times in the Gita, moksha, liberation, is used as an incentive for spiritual life. And yet, I hear that a devotee doesn't really want moksha. So it's a bit confusing.
So, one thing is to understand that moksha or liberation is much better than sense gratification. But then, and it was mentioned today, there are different kinds of liberation or mukti or moksha. And the best mukti is engagement in devotional service of the Supreme Lord. So he doesn't want that liberation, as Kapila Dev mentions, he doesn't want that liberation where there's no engagement of devotional service. So the real thing that Bhagavad Gita is saying, and Prabhupada is saying, Lord Chaitanya is saying, we want engagement in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya's fourth Shikshastakam prayer, that Bhavatad Bhaktir Ahoituki Twayi. life after life, meaning liberation in this sense, that, okay, even if I don't go back home, back to Godhead, I have to take birth again in this material world. That's all right, provided I can perform pure devotional service. So, when liberation is to be rejected, it's in terms of liberation without engagement in devotional service, or the devotee isn't so much concerned about going back to the spiritual world. The devotee is more concerned, whether heaven or hell, let me be engaged in devotional service. Does that answer it for you? What else would we like to discuss? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.